Airline travelers and Wall Street investors are wondering which airlines might be in business in a few months. This week, United Airlines says it will slash costs in an effort to avoid following U.S. Airways into bankruptcy. American Airlines announced 7,000 layoffs this week. But in the midst of the airline's economic turmoil, one thing remains reassuringly constant. Airline ticket pricing remains a mystery that strains the comprehension of our greatest scientific minds. Two mathematicians have been trying to find out a pattern in airline pricing, and our own math guy has the results, such as they are. Keith Devlin joins us now from Stanford University. Keith, thanks very much for speaking with us again.
Hi, Steve. Nice to be here.
So why is this such a big mystery, airline prices? You would think, you know, the route is a certain length, the route is busy or it's not, and those two factors would determine the price.
Right. The biggest problem, I think, with trying to understand this is that pricing tickets for airlines has no longer got anything to do with the cost of running an airline. It's all to do with market forces. Next month, I'm doing two trips. I'm traveling to Boston from San Francisco. My round-trip ticket in economy is over $2,000. A week later, I travel to Japan for $750. Obviously, that's got nothing to do with the price. It's got everything to do with how many people want to fly those particular routes at any one time.
We're obviously talking here about numbers. We've got the price itself. We've got the numbers of seats available, the number of routes. Who is looking into the math behind all this?
And this is indeed where the math comes in. And a couple of mathematicians, or one mathematician in particular called Carl DeMarcon, he actually looked at this whole issue of the airline pricing system. And he found that, first of all, the problem of finding the cheapest fare between two cities cannot be solved, period.
Now, wait a minute. I want to make sure I understand what that means, because logically, I mean, some fare is the cheapest fare. Some seat on that plane
is
the cheapest seat. What do you mean you can't solve that?
The number of possible fares is billions and billions and billions and billions. Over the years, the airlines have introduced more and more additional rules to try and make sure that they can stay in business as much as anything. So they want you to stay over on Saturday nights. They want you to travel on quieter days in the week. All sorts of factors have been introduced. Even if you restrict the problem and say, I want to travel between City A and City B by the following flights on the following days at the following times, the problem of finding the solution to that very restricted problem also cannot be solved in a computer in less than the lifetime of the physical universe.
We're not just talking about basic addition and subtraction here, right? What kind of math are people using to try to get at this?
Right. It comes down to writing an algorithm, or the mathematical basis of a computer program that will solve the problem.
What is an algorithm?
In the case of mathematics, they're instructions that tell you how to perform a particular calculation. The guys that have been doing this particular research, Wertheimer and Markin and their colleagues, they are experts in developing algorithms that search through masses of data. They use a collection of fairly different and in some cases quite complicated techniques to do this. However, what they've now shown conclusively is even when you apply those sophisticated search techniques, the fastest computers, the best they can do will only find you a moderately good solution. It won't find you the optimal solution. And let me just give you one example of how complicated the system is. Supposing you have two people, a man and a wife, they're going to take a round trip between A and B, and they're going to allow three legs on each direction. There are a total of around 10 to the power 36 possible combinations of fares. That means that if you were to print out an airline ticket for every single possible fare combination that could be offered on that flight, the pile of tickets would stretch all the way from the surface of the Earth to the star, Proxima Centauri, 4 light years away. In other words, this is an astronomical situation.
Keith, thanks very much for taking the time.
Okay, my pleasure.
Keith Devlin, Weekend Edition's Math Guy, is Executive Director of the Center for the Study of Language and Information at Stanford University in Palo Alto, which helps to explain why we just call him the Math Guy.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.